Prestige Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Baywall PPC. Pay-per-click puts you in the captain's seat of your marketing efforts. Through data-driven optimization, your brand will be put front and center in front of your key demographics. We'll help you bring in increased conversions and qualified sales leads. Our pay-per-click team will examine your traffic to make sure you're not wasting a penny on unnecessary spend and focus on driving in traffic that will maximize your return on investment. Visit BaywallPPC.com to learn. All right, people, we're back. NFL week one is officially upon us. It's time for season two of the Prestige Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League. This is season two of the podcast. Coming at you for the first episode of this 2023 season. Excited to jump on here and get this thing going again. I have a lot of fun recording these things. Hopefully can get some consistent guests come on. I might be bugging you guys to come on. Normally I'm going to record on Tuesday nights. So yeah, if you hear from me, it's because I want you to come on the pod and really make this thing kind of cool. I mean, I have fun doing with it. I know that one episode where a bunch of us jumped on Zoom, that was a lot of fun. So hoping to do some more of those this season. I'm going to change up the format here a little bit, make this a little bit more fun for everybody. And yeah, let's get this thing going. Let's start off with a quick little personal update. Just wanted to say a shout out to my wife, Kirsten, for door dashing me a Dairy Queen vanilla milkshake. Thank you very much. It's currently Monday, Labor Day, September 4th. It's 9:17 p.m. I have been off of work since last week. The week before Labor Day, my company shuts the doors for a week. So I've been having a lot of fun this last week. Went to go visit my parents for a few days. Played a few rounds of golf. One at my favorite course. Out in Irish Hills, Hills, Heart of the Lakes, just an absolutely amazing course, love it. Other than that, just been hanging out, just enjoying the week off, enjoying the weather, doing some last minute training here for the half marathon that I'll be running in October. And I will say, once it's over, I'm officially retiring from any and all physical activity, so after October 15th, please don't expect me to do anything that involves anything with physical activity, because I just won't do it, because this shit is fucking hard, man. My knees are bothering me. My feet hurt, but my sister and I are determined. She's running with me. We've both been kind of training, keeping each other going, keeping each other motivated, and like I said, the race is October 15th, so we're final stretch of training here. And, yeah. Other than that, just back to work tomorrow. It is Curtis's wedding week. So congratulations to him and his family. Looking forward to the wedding later this week. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So anyways, let's get to some fantasy football here. All right, let's quickly start by going through some of the recent waiver wire additions and subtractions for every team around the league. Let's just go back 12 days. 12 days ago, Team Keegan adds Bobby Trees, a.k.a. Robert Woods. Team KK, my team, I dropped Kenyon Drake. Team Boats and Hoes added Rico Dowdle and dropped Dwayne McBride, who I know I talked up on that weird intro podcast I did like a month ago, but he's cut, so Yeah, don't worry about him. And then Team Keegan dropped Robert Tunyon. 5 days ago, Commissioner Nate, et al. Reminder to pay me dues. Half I paid so far. $100 due. So yeah, hopefully the other half have paid their dues. So that's that. 4 days ago, we had a trade. What do we got here? All right. So Nate's team receives Dalton Schultz, a 2024 second, a 2025 first, a 2026 second. And he sends Zach's team, Boats and Hoes, Mike Williams, and TJ Hawkinson. I don't know. All I can really say is it's a win now move for Zach. I mean, Mike Williams is going to go nuts this year. The Chargers are going to be pass heavy. They're going to be swinging the ball down the field. Mike Williams is going to be the beneficiary of that, so that's huge. TJ Hawkinson just signed that new deal, I think, for it to be like the highest, I think, the highest tight end, the highest paid tight end in NFL history, which is huge. He's going to have a huge year. He's going to be a top five-ish tight end as long as he's able to stay healthy. And Nate's side, I mean, he's just stocking up picks. Dalton Schultz is kind of just whatever. I mean, I don't trust him. I think he's kind of a fade, if you ask me, but what do I know? I mean, it's 24 second, 25 first, and a 26 second. So we won't really know who wins this trade until the middle of 2026, which is not that far away if you really think about it. So interesting trade there. 4 days ago, Nate added Myles Gaskin, drops Hunter Henry. 3 days ago, Zach added Kyle Phillips, dropped Rico Dowdle, and then added Jelani Woods. 3 days ago, Nate, it's all Nate and Zach here making moves. What the hell? Nate added Luke Schoonmaker, tight end from Dallas. And then 3 days ago, Zach put Sam LaPorta on the trade block, which I don't know if people actually pay attention to the trade block. You know, people, there's a trade block. People want to trade these players. Sometimes I offer, sometimes I don't. It just depends. I'm not going to offer on Sam LaPorta just because as much as I want him to be a Hall of Fame tight end, I just don't know if he is yet. So going to hold off on that one. And yeah, that's the waiver wires recently. All right, let's dive into week one matchups here. Week one, first game this Thursday. Our beloved Detroit Lions are heading out to Arrowhead, play the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be a great game, and the Lions are going to win it. Lions are going to beat the Chiefs to jumpstart their season. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to see Patrick Mahomes lose. I mean, especially on a night where they're going to be receiving their Super Bowl rings from last year. So that'd be cool to see. I'm looking forward to that game. That'll be a lot of fun. Lions in prime time. That's pretty cool. So that's the first game of the year. What else we got? The 1 o'clock games. Titans at Saints. Saints are going to run away with that one probably. Bucks at Vikings. Vikings probably going to run away with that one. Cardinals at Commanders. I mean, that game is just going to be the sleeper snooze fest of the week. 49ers at Steelers. That's going to be a great game. Steelers, I think, are improved. Kenny Pickett. Everyone is saying he's taken the next step. So we'll see if he has. And I think 49ers, if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt last year in the playoffs, I'm pretty sure the 49ers would be the Super Bowl champions from last year. Okay, anyways, Bengals at Browns, another good, interesting game. I think Deshaun Watson will be back. but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe the jury is still out on whether or not Deshaun Watson is a good player anymore. It'd be interesting to see if Joe Burrow is actually healthy. A lot of points are going to be scored in this game, I think. So whatever the over-under is, just smash the over. It's going to hit. What else we got? Let's see. We've got Panthers at Falcons. Kind of a boring game. I mean, I guess two rookies. Bryce Young versus Bijan. Bijan is just going to be a superstar. So, interesting to see how he starts his career. Texans at Ravens. Ravens by a million. And that's about it. Jaguars at Colts. Jaguars by a million. And that's about it. Packers or Bears? This will be a good one. I am seriously scared that the Packers have done it again. They found a quarterback that they sat for 3 years. He's going to come in off the bench and just absolutely haunt the Lions for the next decade plus. But I don't know, because the Lions are going to be better for a while, so we'll see. But yeah, Jordan Love's going to be good. Bears are dog shit, so I like the Packers in that one. Eagles, Patriots. Eagles by a bajillion. I am interested to see how the Patriots use Zeke Elliott. He's probably just going to vulture a bunch of touchdowns, so whoever has Ramondre Stevenson on their team, just be ready to be disappointed. Rams at Seahawks. Cooper Kupp apparently had a setback, so Rams offense is going to be an absolute disgrace. There was a weird story about Kelly Stafford, Matt Stafford's wife, on a podcast said that Matt Stafford has had trouble connecting to his younger teammates. He said all they do is stare at their phones after practice. He said back in the good old days, all the boys would go out at practice. You know, they'd go out to dinner, go out to lunch, whatever. Now all the young guys just want to sit on their phones and go home afterwards and not talk to anybody. He said he's been struggling with that. I don't know what podcast you said that on, but that's literally just been like all over Good Morning Football and all those shows. They've been talking about it. So kind of a weird story there. Yeah, Seahawks, they're going to crush the Rams week one. Dolphins at Chargers, another good game. Interested to see two high-powered offenses. I think I might have said this on the last, on that intro episode. The Dolphins, if Tua's healthy, Dolphins are going to break offensive records this year. They're going to go crazy. Tyreek Hill is going to go nuts. But give me the Chargers week one. I think the Chargers are legit. So, Chargers week one on that one. Raiders at Broncos. Two teams that are just absolutely shit. So, yeah, I'm not buying Sean Payton. I think the Broncos are still going to be terrible. Raiders are still going to be terrible. I mean, Josh Jacobs might lead in rushing again, but that's about it. Broncos, Russell Wilson is going to just fail once again. He's old. He can't do what he used to do. It's not the same offense as it was in Seattle for him, so he's going to struggle. I don't care about whether it's Sean Payton or whatever. Doesn't matter. Russell Wilson's trash. Then the Sunday night game, Cowboys-Giants. Pretty solid opening Sunday night game. Give me the Cowboys in that one. Monday night, Bills versus Jets. Man, there are some fantastic week one matchups. Holy shit. And it caps off with maybe the best one. Bills at Jets. Bills are going to go into the Jets and crush all the offseason hope, all the offseason hype. And they're going to win a close game against the Jets. And all we're going to hear on all the sports centers and whatnot of the world is how the Jets hype was all bullshit, which it is. So, yeah, looking forward to that. And, yeah, that's my quick little rundown of the week one NFL matchups. And then for the week one Prestige Worldwide matchups, let's get into that here. We've got my team, KK, versus Nate's team, the Gilded Lady. Sleeper gives me a 57% edge, so hopefully that stands true. And then we've got Team Nighthawk against Team Keegan, 60% edge for Team Nighthawk. Mike Hancho versus Team CBET, that one is a 57% edge for Mike Hancho. Titan Up versus Liver Spotted Hands, that one is 59% to Liver Spotted Hands. Team Mena versus Team Johnny Watts, that one's close, 51% edge, just barely, to Team Mena. And Team Boats and Hoes versus Team Meldo J.A., 55% edge for Team Boats and Hoes. Oh, and then something I never mentioned, but I mean last year never mentioned, but wanted to this year, is people, let's pay attention to the waiver wire order. It's a good thing to pay attention to, can help you in deciding how to navigate the waiver wire. Because you know, if a team ahead of you needs a running back, needs a receiver, needs whatever, and there's a guy out there that's pretty obvious it's going to get picked up based off his performance, you know, it's just something to keep in mind and maybe try to use to your advantage and use it to a disadvantage for other players. So yeah, this week one, Liver Spotted Hands is waiver one, Mena waiver two, Titan Up three, Mike Hancho four, myself five, See Me at six, Johnny Watts seven, Nighthawk eight, The Gilded Lady nine, Meldo JA 10, Boats and Hoes 11, Team Keegan 12. So yeah, just something to keep note on. Other than that, yeah, just wanted to come out here and give the kickoff episode. And yeah, just looking to really spice this thing up, you know, make it fun. Like I said, I want guests to come on weekly, so I'm going to be bugging you guys to come on. Maybe even have some random non-league members join. We'll see. We'll see as the year goes on. But yeah, excited for week one. And I will leave you with the quote of the week. Once people start making comparisons to a player of the past, they want you to be that player. I try to go out there and create my own image, my own style, my own type of game. Right now, I can't even think of one guy I've been compared to. Paul Pierce.